This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Last week's fast-moving events in Boston are now giving way to the more deliberate pace of the American legal system. The 19-year-old suspect accused in the Boston Marathon bombings was arraigned in his hospital room today. Jokhar Tsarnaev was charged with using a weapon of mass destruction and malicious destruction of property, resulting in death. Bostonians, of course, played a big part in last week's manhunt. And one of the most effective ways the FBI communicated with residents was through messages on giant digital billboards, the same kind of billboards that were just outlawed in Los Angeles. Opponents argued they were distracting to drivers and obnoxiously bright to homeowners who live near them. So, are they a public nuisance or a public service? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The digital billboards around Boston displayed messages that said two explosions at marathon finish. Meanwhile, 3,000 miles across the country in Los Angeles, Dennis Hathaway noticed that the digital billboard near his house wasn't working.
I walk my dog every morning, and I walk by that billboard at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it was dark.
Hathaway wasn't surprised that the billboard had been shut off. In fact, he was quite happy about it. He's the president of a nonprofit called Ban Billboard Blight, which has been fighting to have many of the city's digital billboards removed.
The billboards themselves went up, you know, without any notice to surrounding property owners. They shined in people's windows. They were in places where intersections where there were a lot of traffic, pedestrian and motorist traffic.
Hathaway says his organization is not opposed to digital billboards.
Our organization believes that digital billboards should be confined to special sign districts.
Like commercial or industrial areas, not residential neighborhoods. This same battle is being waged between outdoor advertising companies and the public in cities across the country. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel recently proposed a plan to approve 30 digital billboards, which he says will bring in $15 million to the city. Durham, North Carolina has a ban on all digital billboards. And in New Jersey, a judge recently struck down a digital billboard ban.
The federal government, as is represented by the Federal Highway Administration, put out guidance in 2007.
Ken Klein is with the Outdoor Advertising Association of America. Ultimately, the Highway Administration left it up to states to decide how to regulate digital billboards. But it did make recommendations. The signs should not be placed in areas that would compromise public safety. They should not be unreasonably bright, and each image should be displayed for 8 seconds.
So the attraction for that advertiser is the speed, the flexibility, the ability to change the message as often as necessary.
Those are the same attributes that make billboards useful tools for law enforcement. Since 2007, the FBI has had a partnership with the digital billboard company Clear Channel that allows them to post Amber Alerts and, as they did during Thursday's manhunt, display photos of the Boston bombing suspects. The FBI says that digital billboards have led to the apprehension of 51 fugitives in those 6 years, a number that outdoor ad companies will likely cite as they continue to lobby local governments. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.